This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
I thought, you know, Steve was honest in his response when we said, look, there's no way you thought that it was going to go this well, this fast. And he was like, well, I hoped.
Right.
But like, you just don't know. You don't know until you see it. And that's, I guess, what I'm struggling with today. I don't even know if I believe what I'm seeing. Because if you really go deep into what we're seeing, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense at all. You can't just acquire one player and then click overnight. Now you just don't lose. You're just amazing. And everybody's had their 35th birthday. And everybody just starts smiling at each other. And they look like they've been playing together for 5 years. And now all these role players are like, oh, I know how to play basketball too. Watch this. Buddy Hield's hitting three-pointers again. Pods looks like Pods.
Yep.
Joe Lacob doesn't sound ridiculous anymore for saying Pods is a future, like, big-time player. All of this just snap happens at once. I'm sorry. That still does not compute to me as I sit here and watch it happen.
Right, but I do think about it in terms of a baseball lineup where you've got a lineup and you've got a couple of good hitters and you've got two or three guys who are pretty good, and then you go out in the trade deadline and you get a real number three hitter. Back when your number three hitter was your best hitter, I know now that you put your best hitter at leadoff, but for the sake of the argument, you bring in Jimmy Butler, who now hits third, and so everyone else gets to move down and you have protection in your lineup, and so a guy like Pods, who you were hitting sixth, he's now hitting seventh. And so his production at seven is a lot better. And everyone else in your lineup now is going to look better because you got to pitch around Jimmy Butler. You already were pitching around Steph, and Draymond could do damage. And so the rest of your team, I think, naturally gets better. And it's a little like the 49ers when they got Christian McCaffrey. So now you have McCaffrey,
yeah,
and you can't just key on McCaffrey because you got Kittle and Debo and Ayuk, and you've got all these other players that you have to worry about, and now you add McCaffrey in there, and so everybody who's already good, they get a little bit better.
Yeah, let's take some phone calls. 888-957-9570. Elena in Arizona. Hey, Elena, what's going on?
Hi, guys. How are you guys doing?
We're great. What's up?
So, I get that you're surprised, and I'm, like, as surprised as you guys and how fast they've kind of evolved, but when I thought of it, in a sense, after, like, you know, it's settled down, and when you think about it, I just feel like him kind of being in there kind of bumped everybody down to their actual role and position, because I feel like they were just all playing out of their role. Like, Kajumski is a lot more of like a combo guard, but he's more of a shooting guard, even though he's not shooting pretty well, than actual point guard. He doesn't really know how to start a play. He knows how to continue a play. So, like, stuff like that, just small things. Everybody's just, like, kind of, like, playing into their role because you have finally found somebody who can, you know, make plays and settle everybody down. I feel like they're just so frantic as a team, and you have, like, that calming voice. Even to Draymond, I don't know if you noticed, but when he got frustrated, he literally took the ball from Draymond and started, like, handling the ball. When it came to the Orlando game, even to the Knicks game. So I feel like everybody kind of just started settling down a little bit.
I like that phrase, Elena, and thank you for the call.
Yeah.
You know, she twice said this has settled everybody down. And if you think about individually where each of them were, Moses Moody has been on a 2-year fight to get into the game. Brandon Pajemski, what did we keep hearing about him first half of the season before the injury? He's pressing. his pressing, his sophomore slump. He's trying to live up to all of the words that were used in the offseason. Well, all of these things, and then Steph, he's the physical one. Like, these are all mental things that we're talking about. Jonathan Kuminga and a contract. But then there's Steph, and there's a physical problem. Like, all the defenders are just on you. So there you go. You're 36, and everyone's guarding you, and nobody cares about anybody else because they're all mentally fragmented around the three-point arc waiting for you. And so the whole thing, she's right. Jimmy comes in, and it's twofold. The physical side is it allows everybody to fall into their rightful slot. And then there's the mental side, which is that he brought some sort of calm, cool confidence, some sort of that vibe that made you feel like, okay, now we belong. He brought it in, and he brought it in fast. That's what still gets me. Like, it's not just the fit. It's the fact that this seemingly happened after, remember, one half of basketball.
Yeah, they scary.
They played in Chicago.
This trade won't work.
They sucked. And then halftime hit, and they haven't stopped since. It's crazy.
Yeah, it really is.
It can't happen that fast. It just can't, but it has.
It has. And, you know, 10-2 since he came, 10-1 when he plays. And what Elena said, I think, that is really cogent is the way he slows it down. And part of the way he slows it down is by getting to the foul line. So if things are going sideways, and if you are, you know, ramshackle, you're going up and down and you're not really in control of the game, Jimmy gets the ball. Jimmy gets to the foul line. He draws the foul. And now we're going to shoot two. So now the game slows down. You've got free throws. And if he makes the free throws, which he's a good free throw shooter.
Very good.
Now you have a chance to set your defense. So instead of the dreaded live ball turnover, which is what this team has been so bad at the last couple of years, where you throw it away, the other team gets it, live ball, they go down and score. Now you're taking it out of your own hoop, and you just gave up 2 or 3 points, and now you have to try to put it together and get down and get a bucket. Instead, Jimmy Butler doesn't turn it over really ever, like once a game is his average, and he gets to the foul line. So even if things are going south, if you're, you know, the team's on a 9-2 run to the negative, Jimmy has a chance to get to the foul line and slow everything down, go in there and chill it out, hit a couple free throws, and reset the game.
I'd like to go back to that booth at Splash for a few reasons. First of all, that Smash Burger's delicious, and so are the nachos that I tried over the weekend. But it was at that booth at Splash. I'll never forget it. We sat at that booth at Splash, and I just sat there and worried in all kinds of different directions about what the Warriors had just done in acquiring Jimmy Butler. And, you know, reminder number 8,342, that what you worry about in life rarely happens, about 20% of the time maybe. And you know what? Maybe what I was worried about will happen. Maybe this will be bad in a year and a half.
Maybe
it'll be bad. But you know what? At this point, who cares? Like, there's no way that even the most optimistic Jimmy Butler fan could have thought the Warriors were going to snap their fingers and look like this.
I didn't think that everyone would be better. Brandon Podziemski is a plus 120 in the games that he's played since Jimmy Butler's been here.
Come on.
Plus 120,
he's
Mark.
He's only played 10 games. That means that he is like that. He's averaging plus double digits per game.
Yeah.
Come on, man. That's not possible.
It's not possible.
Very good.
It's a two.
It's
I'll take
a two.
It.
It's 2.5.
A 3 from Grandy. All right.
Well, yeah, Grandy's in a good mood. He's a champ.
Yeah.
Sponsored by Crystal Geyser Alpine Springwater. I mean, is this even in the realm of your imagination?